Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's November 6, 2021. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. Thank you for being here, Cal, who pushes the buttons and slides the things up and down, whatever you call those things, and
faders.
Makes this whole thing.
They're called faders.
Yeah, whatever they are.
Faders.
Yeah, he takes care of us. What were you?
Darth faders. That's what they are.
Darth faders?
Yes.
I'm your fader.
I'm your fader. You will have no audio.
But thank you, Cal, for being in the hermetically sealed office over there.
Yep.
We can see him through glass, those of you who don't. Everyone asks us, you know, why don't we go live video? Because radio's fun without video. You know, video just kind of takes a different, you know, atmosphere. This is just fun. We can wear our shorts, and Todd just wears a T-shirt, usually has nothing else on besides a T-shirt.
But it's a shirt-free Saturday here at Radio Law Talk. Just no shirts on it. Anybody, the whole law office.
Darn these leather seats.
Okay, maybe. 855-529-7234 is the, if you want to call in, 855-529-7234. Isn't that 855 Law Radio? Isn't that what it is?
It is, but though.
But the O, you dropped the O. We're going to talk about a lawsuit about Baby Shark. Yes, the Baby Shark song federal lawsuit. We're going to talk about that. A lawsuit about the Rust, what's going on, what's the latest on the tragic incident that occurred on the Rust movie set. We're going to talk about Caitlyn Jenner. We're going to talk about a transgender lawsuit that's really interesting against the Catholic hospital. That's going to be dueling, we call those dueling constitutional issues or constitutional rights. And then we're going to talk about Maxwell cases starting on the 15th of November. They're doing their motions right now. There's some very interesting things we're going to talk about. And then do we have anything else that you think is interesting, Denise, other than that? I mean, we have a lot of them. And then we have a case or no case. Those of you who don't know what a case or no case is, Cal Hunter tries to trick us. Actually, he tries to give us a scenario of a real case, and we got to determine what the outcome is. But sometimes he tricks us, and it's a fake case.
Yeah, we just have some updates. We have the Durst and Avenatti updates.
We're going to talk about that. One of the things that we're excited about today is we have 1, 2, 3 new affiliates.
Really?
Do you have a clapping sound yet? I know you do.
I do.
Or how do you? How about kid stuff? Yeah. All right. What about get ready with the kitty bumps? By the way, Radio Law Talk has the greatest kitty bumps in the United States.
No
points for you. KBBR, 1340 AM, North Bend, Oregon. Welcome.
Oh,
yes, KBBR, 1340 AM, North Bend, Oregon. Yes, we have an Oregonite here that is our co-host.
Yay.
And WZFG, 1180 AM, Dilworth, Minnesota.
Oh, come on.
Yep, and WZFG, 92.3 FM, Fargo, North Dakota.
How
welcome.
Did that happen?
I don't know. I think they like us.
No.
Yeah. we could probably just go silent and run kitty bumps
just
the whole time.
Bring the kids in and let them talk.
I think it would be the greatest thing in the world. But we also do a thing called Case or No Case. Remember, the seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Yes, and why this music is very important is every week we bring it up. Go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you want to listen live, you can click there. So if your friends and family want to listen, but they don't have the local radio station, they can go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on live. Or, more important than that, you can go to our disclaimers. And as you read the disclaimers, we give you a disclaimer of the disclaimers. And that disclaimer is, do not drive while listening to our disclaimers. Or if you're tired at night and you don't want to take an Ambien, but you want to go to sleep, read the disclaimers. It'll put you to sleep. So that's why we like our disclaimers.
The previous disclaimer was not medical advice.
That's exactly right. So we're excited to talk about all these interesting things, but more important than that is I'm grateful to be here. You know, I've got to tell a quick story. I was with some friends last night, and I do have friends. I have three or four. And these friends, by the way, I'm going to do a shout-out for them. A good friend of mine is Bob Hilton. It's Bob and Joni Hilton. And if you know anything about the history of game shows, Bob Hilton is very famous. He is the famous voice of The Price is Right. Bob, who's next?
Fred Penny.
Fred Penny, come on down. That's Bob Hilton. And I believe he's either in the Guinness Book of World Records or has set records for the most announcements or announcing of game shows ever.
A former guest on our show, by the way.
Yes, and we don't have guests. I mean, we never have guests, but we decided to bring him on.
You bet.
And have got good friends with the who's who of game shows. But Bob and I were together last night. And it was around 8:30, and the wives were talking. And we both looked at each other. We were falling asleep. And we just looked at each other and started laughing because we're just going, we are such an old fuddy-duddy. We've become just like our grandparents and our parents, where I just can't stay up past 9 o'clock at night. Now, where Todd is the other way. Todd stays up till
at least 9:30. Maybe 10.
Yeah, 10.
Yeah, I'm probably the late owl.
I am never up late.
Oh, okay. I thought Denise is the late owl.
Oh, yes. Yes, she is.
Yeah.
What do you do, like, late at night?
Well, last night I did research, and actually I studied more last night than I had for probably a couple months, because we have really good topics.
Yeah.
And,
there'll be a test at the end of the
show. So last night was because of this, but usually I'm up till 11:30. That's my norm.
Our firm right now, again, I am a personal injury lawyer based out of California and also practice in D.C., and then Denise is a family law attorney. Todd is a former prosecutor for the DA's office in Tennessee and in California, and is works in the representing those people who have had some criminal issues or potentially have criminal issues. And now you are in the public defender's office.
That is right? Correct.
And you are an actor also.
Yes.
So that's I'm trying to announce to all the people.
He's pretending to be a defense attorney in the criminal defense.
I am. This is the
that's
best.
The acting.
This is the best role I've ever had. 20 years of work.
Genius.
So anyway, but we have our firm has a huge trial starting Monday, and we don't want to. You know, I don't talk about details or anything, but it's because of COVID. What has happened is trials have backed up. And we all know this as lawyers, and those of you who are listening, you know, this is the behind the scenes as being a lawyer. Everyone's like, during the pandemic, there's a lot of law firms that struggled and lawyers that struggled because there was not a lot of work because the courts were shut down. And but what's happened now that they're starting to open up, and by the way, there's still, it's weird, jurors sit all around the courtroom. They don't sit in the jurors box. There's like three in the jurors box, one back behind you and the right side, one in the middle, one in the, so it's like you're in a circular round argument. In fact, one of my lead trial lawyers and partners in our firm tried a case about eight, ten weeks ago, one of the first ones, and received a verdict. And it was like arguing in the round table. You're going in circles. Like the juries were behind you, right? And so that starts up Monday, but it's still the same issue. We got to wear a mask, and then you have to also, the jurors have to come in separately. You used to bring jurors all in at once, right? And then you'd call certain ones up, the judge would, and you'd do voir dire or you'd question them. But now what's happened is they're scattered all over the place, and that starts Monday. So
it is a little distracting. I had to testify in a criminal matter last year in that environment, and being up there and having to look at everybody around the room was very
weird.
It was weird.
Weird, yeah.
Yeah, and there's plexiglass between you and the judge, and you know,
and
I couldn't hardly hear because everybody has a mask on, so I didn't hear people. It was hard to hear the questions.
That's interesting.
But that's my world.
That's what's going on. So we'll be back after this. We're going to do a case or no case and talk about the Baby Shark lawsuit. Take us out, Cal.
All right. There is much more Radio Lot Talk coming right up right here on this radio station. If you stay there, Fred, Denise, and Todd promise we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Fred.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308. Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. That's 800.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
This is no fun.
Oh, come on.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. People come here for one reason only. We can talk all we want about the latest legal issues, but they want one thing and only one thing, Cal, so roll it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, get your thinking caps on. Those of you driving in your car or wherever you are listening to the show, play along if you please. Remember, though, no wagering. All right, here we go. It's against the law in many states. Jacob Rentmeester. Jacob Rentmeester was a shooter, a photographer, and he had a great idea for a poster. Take a picture of the most famous basketball player in the world at that time doing his most famous dunk. Legs up in the air, scissors shape, tongue out, ball slamming down in silhouette. And it was a great photograph, a great idea. In fact, Nike saw it, and they said, you know what? Let's recreate that picture ourselves, and we'll use it in our Nike logo. So they did. Rentmeester was peeved. 1984, 1985, Nike commissioned its own photo of Michael Jordan that was later used in its Air Jordan marketing campaign, the famous Jumpman logo that Nike used. Rentmeester was upset. He said, they cannot violate my copyright in this way. So he went to legal counsel and asked and I ask you the same thing, Mr. Jacobus Rentmeester. Denise Dirks, did he have a case or no case? Well, there you go.
I love that. So you were in the bathroom contemplating your Nikes,
no.
Right? Is that what you were doing? Okay. What a cool thought, though, because I do know that picture is iconic.
Oh, boy.
Did Rentmeester use Jordan?
He did. Oh, yeah. So, all of that was fine. Got Michael Jordan's permission. They were going to do a poster shoot, you know, just with Michael Jordan. And then Nike saw that and said, man, that's a cool shot. Well, I love that.
And they recreated it.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't pay him for that.
Oh, no.
Did they pay Jordan for his likeness?
Oh, I'm sure. But he was under contract. He had to do that stuff anyway, right?
You know what? I'm going to say that it is a case, and Nike had to pay.
Okay, Fred Penny, what do you think about Jacob Rentmeester and his flap with Nike, shall we say?
Let me tell you right now, I believe this is a true scenario, but not a case for the following reasons. Nike's too smart. They know they cannot use that photograph as an example and use the logo and call it Air Jordans without the permission of the individual who took the picture. Now, the only argument could be, and the only thing that could occur is, it was just a picture of him slam dunking it and not necessarily the same look as the logo. And the logo was kind of, you know, tweaked. But I'm going to say this is a real scenario. There was no lawsuit filed because there's no way Nike would, even though Nike's powerful, they're smart enough, their lawyers are smart enough to know that there is copyright issues when it comes to stuff like that. It is a scenario, but not a case.
All right. Fair enough.
It was never filed.
All right, Mr. Kiernan, what do you say about this case? Or no case.
So what's his name? Jacobus Meister.
Jacobus Rentmeester. Rentmeester. First name Jacobus. Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Rentmeester.
Yep.
You said that he had Michael Jordan's permission to take the photograph?
Oh, yeah, did it with him. Michael, because Michael wanted a poster.
Okay.
Okay, a separate entity. He could sell it as Michael Jordan, part of his deal, you know.
Okay, yeah. All right. So here's the deal. I think that there was a lawsuit filed. But I think ultimately Nike wins because the copyright all along has belonged to Michael Jordan.
Oh,
he worked with the guy. The guy created the poster along with Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan can authorize anybody to use his own likeness.
Smart.
I know he has sued several, so I think that this is a lawsuit, and Nike prevails.
I think that's actually really smart.
You know what it reminds me of? The Brad Pitt case. Remember Brad Pitt got that artistic thing put into
yes.
his house in France? And he was saying, no, it was my idea. And the artist is saying, no, I'm the artist in it. And I don't remember how that turned out, though. So that's probably why I'm going to be wrong.
Okay, so we have Denise saying it is a case and Nike loses. And
well, I said Rentmeester wins. That could be a settlement.
Well, Oh, she changed her mind. Okay, I said it's a scenario, but no lawsuits were filed. And the intelligent one across from Denise said, which was very intelligent, said basically Michael Jordan held the rights to that poster, the picture,
his likeness,
and he's able to give it to Nike. So the other guy, I'm sure he paid the photographer quite a bit of money and had something signed, you're right, Todd, that said that he has the rights to that. So the question is, Cal,
yes,
who is correct, and was there an actual lawsuit filed or not?
Well, first off, Fred, I have some sad news for you, Fred.
Oh, my gosh. I lost. So a case was filed.
February 27th, 2018, the U.S. Court of Appeal ruled for the Ninth Circuit Court, ruled that the photographer had failed to demonstrate that Nike infringed on his copyright, and Nike won. So the legal department of Nike picks up yet another win.
And it wasn't appealed to the Supreme Court?
No, well, I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't hear it. I don't know. That's the latest information I have is 2018.
Wow. And, you know what's good about that, Cal? Is what's interesting. Just think if he would have won, what the value. Look up really quick, Todd, because you're a quick looker-upper. The value of the Nike Air Jordan line. What's the value of it? And just think if the guy would have won, how much money he would have taken away.
Just he would have got so much out of every time they use it.
Well, what about the prior use? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, the prior use, he would get paid, but then he'd also have like a license going forward.
This is like listening to a famous rock and roll song and having someone come out and do that song and use it in a TV commercial, but not the original artist. This guy was the original artist, and he lost big time to Nike. I mean, this could have been a lot of dough for him. So,
Todd, you know, Jordan brand revenue is valued, and this is my highly technical and accurate Google search.
From where? What Google
search? Oh, and it comes up from a Yahoo article that doesn't even reference it, but it says it's worth about $4.7 billion. Yikes. Jordan brand.
Billion?
Woo.
With a B, dollars?
Wow. That was as of June 24th this year.
Wow.
All right. So we're about to go out. Well, that's case or no case. Thank you very much, Cal. You're going to take us out to commercial.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
Next hour, by the way, on case or no case, we're going to talk about funeral processions. As I promised you last week, we'll talk about what you can do coming up on case or no case next hour. This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple. Repayment plans are flexible and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Merry Christmas. This Christmas Day 2021 is shaping up to be another dicey day for air travel. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed more than 2,100 flights just today, and more than 5,900 have been delayed or scrubbed altogether around the world. No major U.S. airports are reporting any operational issues. President Biden wishing the nation a Merry Christmas in a tweet this morning. He also wished that time with loved ones be filled with warmth and comfort and joy. It comes a day after the President and First Lady visited children at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
We have a son named Bo, and we have a grandson named Bo. And look at the door.
LA's famous Staples Center officially gets renamed tonight as it's now being rebranded as Crypto.com Arena. And this is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is no fun. How did that happen?
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @radiolawtalk.com. .com.
Yeah. There we go, Cal. See, that's what you get.
I just got to bring up the sliders. It's okay. It's all,
yeah, that's, yeah, what, yeah, we're having slider problems at the very beginning.
He's trying to use the force.
I am the slider problem.
Sorry.
Okay, welcome again, KBBR, 1340 AM, North Bend, Oregon, WZFG 1100 AM, Dilworth, Minnesota, WZFG 92.3 FM, Fargo, North Dakota. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. This is the bottom of the hour. We are going to talk about a lawsuit about what, Cal? Go ahead and hit the song, Cal. He's a little slow.
That's right. Hang on.
He's a little slow.
I'm not. That's mean.
Okay.
But it's me. Yeah.
All right. What?
Okay.
Is that it?
There you go. Here it's coming.
Is this it?
Had to get the logo out first, okay?
Yeah, okay, so.
You know, it's Pink Fong that does this.
Yeah? Yeah.
Is this the,
Is this it?
Yeah. Is this the live version?
Sure it is.
Is this the long version?
Turn it up, Cal. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Woo! Yeah. Uh-huh. 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 We're rapping, huh? Cal's got his,
I'm feeling tortured right now.
Yep. 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 Uh-huh. Well, see, we're all dancing in here. The studio's dancing. Yep. All right, we better turn it off. They're going to get mad at us.
We're going to turn it off.
Somewhere the three bears are going, we've been infringed. Where's Goldilocks? She did it.
Yeah. What's the problem with this, Mr. Former Prosecutor, now a public defender man? What's wrong with Baby Shark? What's the issue?
There's this whole idea in the Constitution. The prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment.
Well,
you know, it's interesting because the death penalty has been brought up before the Supreme Court as cruel and unusual punishment, to which the court has said, no, it's not. It's warranted. But death penalty notwithstanding, there's a group of inmates or former inmates in an Oklahoma county jail who claimed that they, by two guards and their supervisor, were forced to listen to Baby Shark played at loud volume on an endless loop for hours at a time.
That's not, death penalty is not cruel and unusual punishment, but this is, right?
Yeah, well, it's
like standing in a Disneyland sign forever. It's one thing
if you face a Fang Squad, but I draw the line at Baby Shark.
Or listen to 1-800-CARS-FOR-KIDS right there, 20 times. Either one.
So that lawsuit has been filed. I'm looking here for a quote from one of the lawyers in there.
Let me find it. I can find that quote. But the thing is that they do, in all honesty, they do say there's a few other things. That it wasn't just they had to listen to it. And by the way, it was in the next room. It was playing loud, but they were handcuffed while they were doing it, while they were playing it.
So what their allegation is that these prisoners, handcuffed, were led into what is normally an attorney visitation room. It's a small room where you talk with you. They were led in there, and in the room nearby, they would play. The guards were playing Baby Shark very loudly. And the inmates were left in this visitation room. No attorney there. Just left in the visitation room for hours on end as a way of...
listen to Baby Shark over and over again?
Yeah.
Well, did you know...
Do we know if that was punishment for Todd or Cred?
No, that's not punishment. That was just like, it allows them to dance if they want.
The lawyer pleading says, and I quote, use of the Baby Shark children's song in the manner described herein is a known device to torment. To which I am thinking, if I'm the defense, you know, I don't know who would do this, the defense or the plaintiff. I'm going to string a bunch of mothers who have children at home who are forced to listen to the song, because you know what it's like. That's if true. You have kids. When your kids get hooked on something, for my daughter, it was Spirit, the animated movie about the horse, and then it was Shrek, and then it was The Wiggles. I have seen more hours of episodes of those three things as a parent. Every parent knows this. And, well, if it's not torture to parents, why would it be torture to prisoners?
And I think that's what you have to pick the proper jury, right? You make sure it's mothers and fathers that have children that had to listen to Baby Shark over and over again. Or those parents have had to stand in Disneyland lines the rest of their life.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, and I believe there was a lawsuit about this. You know the ride down at Disneyland, It's a Small World?
Oh, boy. Yes. Yeah, right.
So I recall there being a lawsuit filed because the ride broke down and the people weren't allowed to get out of their ride and they were stuck in the middle of the listening to that song for hours.
And they could not get out.
I love that song.
One person said he suffered psychological damage. I mean, you know, and I'm thinking, well, I can understand that.
Yeah, well, guess what?
My daughter and I went through that problem. We probably went through it 8 times. Just because it was so fantastic to see all those little, you know, the dolls turning their heads and singing in different languages. And,
Denise,
oh, my God, I loved it.
Denise, you know the reason why everybody goes to the boat ride in this small world. One reason only. All right, we're all tired. We got to sit down and take a relax. Got to rest our feet. Let's sit here and listen to the song the whole time. That's why people go and listen to it. Did you know that Baby Shark? Yes, we like it. Baby Shark is not only used in the prison system or the jail system, right? All right, Cal, the other one. Cal's are getting over there.
Now it's starting to irritate me.
It's starting to irritate me, Cal. But I want to tell you this. So in West Palm Beach, they had a problem of the homeless. So what did they do? They were camping in these certain areas. They put music of Baby Shark on running all the time, and it got rid of the homeless. They left.
Oh, no.
So it wasn't just that. It wasn't just Oklahoma, right? West Palm Beach tried to use it to get rid of the homeless, and it actually worked in West Palm Beach. So, anyway, I'm not quite sure, you know, also, we got 14th Amendment, excessive force, too, right? About an excessive force. Is that what they talked about also, Todd?
They could. I'm just thinking back to the I'm just waiting for I would love to see the founding fathers come back and make an appearance. Why, yes, we drafted this constitutional amendment for the protection of those incarcerated. Let's see how our law is being applied. Baby Shark plays.
Well,
gentlemen, we have failed tremendously.
Isn't the 14th Amendment the one that makes the states have to abide by the Constitution and the constitutional rights, right?
Yes.
So that's what this discussion is the state is violating the 14th Amendment, specifically the unusual undue punishment.
Cruel and unusual punishment. That's right. By the way, we referenced the Disneyland things. I did a quick Google search, and according to the USA Today, back in 2013, a disabled man, his lawyer says, disabled man was awarded $8,000 because he was stuck on the ride when it was stopped for a half hour.
And he immediately used it to buy a copy of the song, just in case.
Probably, because you know, now that he's addicted to it, you know.
Well, yeah, exactly. I've said this all along. My family went to Disneyland, and I said, good luck, I'll work. And I truly believe, and I'm not ripping on Disneyland, because Disneyland's a good place, and it's a happy place. But I'm telling you, I know, I'm getting into religion now, where hell is. Hell is for eternity standing in a Disneyland line with kids running around you, old, overweight, sweaty guys like myself, leaning up against you and waiting for the ride and sitting next to you in rides all eternity. For all eternity, that's all you do. That's what I think is going to be the worst thing after death. Don't you?
I don't think he's too far off, you know.
Yeah.
That's my own theory.
You know what I think? These inmates are only seeking $75,000. So why doesn't the Oklahoma jail just join the creators of Baby Shark and let them pay it?
Baby Shark's got a couple bucks, the creators, I bet.
Yeah, well, what's the liability going to be? Your song did not come with warnings about prolonged use. It would have been so easy to put a warning on the outside of the CD player, CD, that you know, prolonged use of this song will drive people crazy.
I just think they say, I'm not going to do it because if we do one, we're going to end up paying a lot of settlements, maybe, you know, even in individual households. Am I wrong about that?
Here's what I wonder. Is the jail going to get in trouble with ASCAP and BMI?
Yes.
For publicly playing this song without providing the proper royalties to the Baby Shark.
Well, here's the key. I think better than that, they should play and read what?
The disclaimers.
The disclaimers from Radio Law Talk would be better. Right. This music is like our disclaimer music. It's going to take us out until we come back and talk about Caitlyn Jenner.
Thank you for joining in a nice, happy, calm,
happy time.
Peaceful mood.
Okay, so we're just painting a little bit. We're just painting. We'll be back.
That rock wants to be there. We hope you want to be where you are listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you're one of those independent...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news.
High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
I think we should be playing Radio Shark instead of everything else every time. Don't do it, Cal. Don't do it, though. I'm just thinking out loud, okay? Don't do it.
That'll teach you.
Yeah.
So that'll teach you to think.
Look, I remember back in law school. This tells you how old I am. No, not back in law school. I was back in as a young lawyer. There's a. Remember the O.J. Simpson chase that was all over the news? That the whole United States stopped to watch the chase?
Yes,
down the freeway in O.J. Simpson. And people were following that case with just, you know.
It was
just
a Ford Bronco, a white Ford
Bronco.
Yes,
I remember that. But remember how that was like the big thing? And everybody used to always ask me, what do you think about this going on in the trial? What do you think about that? And I remember I was a young lawyer in my practice, and I was like so busy, and I kept saying, I don't know. I haven't watched one thing, nor do I care, because I'm too busy prosecuting the cases that I was working on. I was so busy trying cases and handling cases. I'm like, I don't know. People always want my opinion. I don't know. But here's the important thing. Everybody knows everything about what happened. I later found out after I got out of my little cave of working to death. But Caitlyn Jenner's Now that which used to be Bruce Jenner, his former wife, who was a Kardashian, right?
Yes.
Well, no, she was married to Kardashian.
Kardashian. Okay.
Robert Kardashian.
You know, Denise, you say it. You know all about all this.
Of course, okay. I know all about
you
this.
You do it. That's
so confusing. Kris Jenner was married to Caitlyn Jenner, and while Kris Jenner was married to Robert Kardashian, her previous husband, she became very good friends with O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown, Simpson's former wife. Nicole Brown actually was her best friend. They were besties, no question about it. And Nicole Brown, prior to, you know, the divorce between O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown, O.J. Simpson had threatened her and said, you know, I'm going to kill you one day and I'm going to get away with it. And Nicole...
This is the allegations.
That's allegations.
Right.
And Nicole Brown then told immediately Kris Jenner, or Kris Kardashian at the time. And so Kris Kardashian was in a very bad place when O.J. Simpson was being tried for the criminal murder of Nicole Brown and
Goldman.
And Goldberg, yes.
Goldman.
Ron Goldman. And so she was in a bad place because here she is married to Robert Kardashian, who is on the defense team, the dream team, and she was the best friend of the person who got murdered.
Crazy.
I can imagine how she had to walk a tightrope. And so she always believed that O.J. Simpson did it because he had made this threat. And this is something that did not come out at trial. That was not anything that was ever said, because Nicole Brown saying that to Kris Jenner was hearsay. And it did not happen, you know, contemporaneously with the death of Nicole Brown.
Yeah, to let people know what Denise is talking about here. So hearsay is generally not admissible, and then there are a ton of exceptions. And one of the exceptions happens when a deceased person is able to identify the person that killed them. But it has to happen, like, I've been stabbed, I'm bleeding out, Fred Penny did this, and then I die, right? It's got to be like that. It can't be...
Fred Penny didn't do
it. It can't be in something, a prior conversation where Nicole told... Let's see, how many levels of hearsays? We got O.J. allegedly saying this to Nicole, who allegedly says this to Caitlin, who would then...
Kris said it to Caitlin.
And the reason we have this is the reason we're talking about this is because Kris apparently said that to Caitlin at some point in time back when Caitlin was still Bruce, but Caitlin was on a TV show down in Australia, and that's when this claim was made recently.
Did you guys write this down on a flow chart?
I
think you need a flow chart to understand who's what, where, why.
There's a reason hearsay is not admissible. That's all I'm going to say, generally speaking.
That's very interesting, huh? That Caitlyn Jenner is now coming up with this and bringing this information out. I never heard about
it. We'll see if O.J. Simpson sues her.
Yeah.
Right?
And the reason I wanted to bring up the hearsay issue is, for those of you going, well, if only they had come forward and said something, maybe the criminal trial would have turned out different.
No.
And no, it wouldn't, because, as you said, this statement, given the nature in which it was alleged to have been made, would never have been admissible. So
that's exactly right.
It wouldn't have mattered.
But in Radio Law Talk, it's admissible. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, out of the dream team, there's nobody left alive. Do you realize that?
Really?
Yeah, they've all passed.
One is alive. Douglas.
Oh.
Douglas, I forgot his
name. Obviously, you can't remember his name.
But he is...
I didn't realize that. Because who's the one that flew to Florida to buy the house?
Ashley Bailey, deceased.
Right, and then...
Kardashian's deceased.
Johnny Cochran.
Oh, Barry Scheck and Peter Neufeld, the DNA guys, they're still alive. They were the ones that were cross-examining the toxicologists and forensic examiners on DNA. So,
yeah, and this was one of the very first DNA cases, guys. This was a very important case. And you know what my husband says every time he's caught doing something bad? If the glove don't fit.
Show me the DNA.
It's like, if the glove don't fit, show me the DNA.
What, Cal?
Oh, wait.
Do we talk about the biggest faux pas strike that someone's ever done? Swing and miss that they've ever done in a case? Not to be the armchair quarterback, but... you make sure before you make them do the fit, before you hand them the glove, make sure it fits, all right?
It's yeah.
Like, well, or have an expert come in and say, this is a leather glove, it has blood on it, it's going to shrink. I mean, they opened a whole can of worms.
They tried to do that. They tried to introduce evidence, but, you know, if the jury sees him not able to put the glove on and say it doesn't fit, and then you don't get to that expert to clean things up for 2 or 3 days because you got to get that person in there and do that. I'm sorry. That imprint has been made, and you're never getting it out of there.
And then Johnny Cochran's, if it don't fit, you must have quit. But here's the thing. Well, the part I love about that, if you go back and look at history, go to YouTube, you can see it. It's like OJ's, he was an actor. It was so fun to watch. I'm like,
that was the best performance of his acting career.
He had to put his hand
up. Distorting his hand.
Yeah, I was like,
spreading the fingers out as far as you could so they wouldn't go on.
And the interesting thing about that is he had to do all of that on the fly. I don't think he knew he was going to get called up to try to put that glove on. So he had to think immediately, okay, what am I going to do? I'm just going to act like this thing don't fit, you know?
Well, it probably didn't fit, to be honest with you, probably like Denise said, because of...
It was leather. I mean...
Yeah. But who knows? Who knows? You know what? I truly believe, whatever you guys believe or not, hey, that's the system. The system said he was not guilty, and that's what happens, right?
Yes, but the good thing in some... that he was civilly found liable. So I don't think if OJ came back to sue Caitlin about this statement that he would win, because she does have at least some basis under the law to believe that he's liable for the death of Nicole Brown.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an interesting, situation.
I just go back to those days and was thinking about when we come back. You know, we don't have a lot of time. I want to get into Rust. Those of you miss Hutchins is an absolute just gem. I've studied and read about her. That was killed, and a wonderful up and coming cinematographer in the industry. Boy, there's a lot more allegations just popping up. They're crazy. They're just, again, this is all allegations, and everyone's starting to point the fingers. But how does a live round get into, you know, a gun on a set?
Wasn't this a Columbo episode with Robert Wagner?
It sounds like it. But you know what's interesting about this is now the civil cases are coming, the civil lawsuits. Yeah. But you know what people don't realize? People think, oh, the civil case is coming, here it goes. The civil case is going to be in neutral. And the reason why it's going to be in neutral is because there may be some criminal cases coming up. And you got to really wait for the criminal cases, because everyone's going to climb up and go, I'm pleading the fifth. I'm not going to talk until all the criminal cases are over. And we have a lot of civil cases in my firm, and I've handled where there's criminal cases going. And, man, do you sit neutral. It's kind of tough as a civil lawyer. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to have another case or no case. And just stay with us. I always say put your seatbelt on. Tighten them a little bit tighter, because hour two is coming with case or no case. And our producer, Cal Hunter.
Stay tuned. Thank you, Fred. There's much more Radio Law Talk ahead right here next hour. Don't go away.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.